Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. This is God's word. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Amen. Please be seated. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time of hearing of your word. We pray that you will give your word a success. That when your people hear your word, that their faith will grow and they will be more and more like your Son. For you have created the whole universe with your word, and you have recreated us in the image of your Son through your word, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let us hear your word, and let us meet your Son, Jesus Christ, through your word, and see the glorious sight, the sight of our Lord and our eternal home. Father, we pray that you will receive all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verse 1. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem. A very famous story. All of us, even non-Christians, know this story. The wise men from the east followed a star and find baby Jesus, and they give him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and worship Jesus Christ. Many people speak of three wise men, but as you could see for yourself, there is no mention of three magi in the Bible. Only three gifts that they bring to Jesus Christ. Also, we do not know when these magi came to Jesus. How much time has passed since Jesus is born? Many times we see a drawing where these magi come to a stable where Jesus was born. But in verse 11, it says that they came into a house, not a stable. And we do not know who these magi were. Some say they were the priests. Some say they were kings. Some say they were magicians. And some say they were astronomers who study the stars. And we choose the latter one because we are told that they came following a star. But we're not sure. What we are sure of is that they came from east. Thus, we are able to conclude that they are the Gentiles. Now, the King Herod, he was appointed by the Roman Empire to rule the Jews. And he was called the Herod the Great. And he wanted to win the favor of Jews, so he rebuilt the temple for them. And as you will see later, he was a cruel and heartless king. The secular history tells us that he killed his own wife, his own mother-in-law, and his own sons. The Magi from the east first came to Jerusalem, perhaps because they understood that a king is born, and they thought they will find him in the capital. They come and say this in verse 2, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? Just imagine what was the reaction of the King Herod when he heard this. As far as he is concerned, he is the king of the Jews. Verse 3, "When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him." Matthew portrays that the reaction of the King Herod as the same as the reaction of all Jerusalem. They were troubled. So the King Herod summons all the chief priests and scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. Here we see something very interesting. Here we see that the King Herod knows about the Messiah. He knows the one whom comes as the king, the true king of the Jews. Herod understands. The chief priests and scribes answer the King Herod, "In Bethlehem of Judea, As you know, at that time, these were considered the experts of God's Word. They supposedly know the Bible, the Old Testament. But they are not true believers of the Word that they are supposedly studying. They cite Micah chapter 5, verse 2, in verse 6 of our chapter. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. And verse 7 and 8 says, Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search carefully for the child. And when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him. Herod tells the Magi to report to him when they find the child, and what was the reason that he gives for that? So that I too may come and worship him. What a lie. We will see his true intention later. But you probably already know he wants to kill Jesus Christ. Now, the Magi go out and they find Jesus Christ. Verse 9. After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until he came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. That is the story. In our passage today, we see two different kings. And we also see two different kinds of people. And two different reactions of these two different kinds of people to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, he always divides the whole world into two. Even from the very beginning, God has divided the whole human race into two groups of people. Seed of woman and seed of serpent. Two kings. One, the king of this world, and the other, the king of the kingdom of heaven. Who is the true king of the Jews? Is he Jesus Christ or Herod? Who is your king in your life? Let us go to John chapter 19. John chapter 19, verse 14. Now it was the day of preparation for Passover. It was about the sixth hour, and he said to Jews, Behold your king. So Pontius Pilate, pointing to Jesus Christ, say to the Jews, Behold your king. So they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests, the same chief priests that we meet in our passage, answered, "We have no king but Caesar." If you go down to verse 19, Pilate also wrote an inscription and put it on the cross. It was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." Verse 21. So the chief priests of the Jews were saying to Pilate, "Do not write the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews." The high priests who are gathered with Herod side with Herod, the king of this world. Together they killed the true king of the Jews. To these sinners, the worldly gain is their king. It's all about their position in this world. They even kill the true God to serve their God. Psalm chapter 2. Second Psalm, verse 1. "Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed," the Messiah, "saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us." Go down to verse 10. "Now therefore, O king, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that He may not become angry and you perish in the way. For His wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in Him." These sinners want to be free from God. They want freedom from God, so that they could be slaves to sin, to slaves to Satan. They are always against God. But like Psalm chapter 2 verse 4 says, God laughs in heaven. All the things that are happening are in God's plan. Go to Acts chapter 4. Verse 25. "Who by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David." See, Psalm, second Psalm is written by David. "The Holy Spirit through the mouth of our father David's servant said, why did the Gentiles rage and the people devise futile things? The kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and your purpose predestined to occur. And now, Lord, take note of their threats and grant that your bondservants may speak your word with all confidence." Herod, the high priest and scribes. You know, Herod and these people, they don't even like one another. They hate one another. But in going against Jesus Christ, they are always ready to be one. That is why the Bible tells us that there are only two kinds of people in this world. One kind for Jesus Christ and the other who are against Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, the world will talk about all these different divisions, different religions, different thoughts or whatever. But the Bible is very clear. There are only two kinds of people. One for Jesus Christ, one against Jesus Christ. And no matter how they might hate one another, all these people who are against Christ, they're always ready to be one. It will not even take them 1 second to be one if it is going against Christ. One kind of people who are united to Jesus Christ, the other who are apart from Jesus Christ. The Jews, including the high priests and scribes, they are supposedly waiting for the Messiah. And the Messiah that they're waiting is the earthly one, who will come and give them the earthly gain that they are seeking. But they already have that earthly gain through this earthly king Herod. They're supposedly waiting for the Messiah, but what do they do when they hear the news of his birth? Ah, not interested. Not interested. Do they go and at least to find out whether the Messiah is really born? Not interested. But the Gentiles come seeking Jesus. They come from afar. They stop all that they were doing and come to worship Jesus Christ. Now the true people of God are the people who come to Jesus and worship Jesus Christ. The true Jews are the people who seek Jesus, who come to Jesus and worship Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one and only true King, no one else. He is the King of the true Jews, who come to Jesus no matter what their nationalities. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 11, many nations will join themselves to the Lord in that day and will become my people, and that day has come. You and I are the witnesses of that. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 11. Therefore, remember that formerly you, the Gentiles, in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Jesus Christ. Verse 19. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. You are no longer strangers, aliens when it comes to heaven, when it comes to God. But you have become strangers and aliens when it comes to this world. Now the true Jews and the Gentiles are not divided by in what country one is born. Now the only division that the Bible speaks of is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He's the only division. You are united to Him or you are not. Matthew chapter 8 verse 11 to the 12, I say to you that many will come from east and west and recline at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom, the earthly Jews, will be cast out into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Do you see it, brothers and sisters? The Magi from the Babylon did not leave Babylon to arrive in the promised land. They actually arrived in Babylon, the spiritual Babylon. The Canaan became Egypt. Because the true Canaan is heaven. The picture of God's people coming to Jesus to worship Him is the picture of heaven. It is the reality of heaven. But for the people who are comfortable in this world, who are so used to this world, Jesus is of no interest. Actually, Jesus is a threat to them. Jesus is their stumbling block. And some in the church are like this. Coming to Jesus to worship Him on the Lord's Day is of no interest to them. It is something they just do because they feel they have to. For their status, for their standing in the church and in the society. I go to church. But really coming to Jesus Christ and worshiping Jesus Christ, that is of no interest to them. Brothers and sisters, do you look forward to this time? Even as you go out that door, you can hardly wait until next Sunday to come and worship your Lord Jesus Christ. Is that how you are? Look at these Magi. Verse 10b, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Boy, how else are you going to express that joy? They are rejoicing for they have found Jesus Christ. They're not rejoicing because they come to church and they meet, good friends. I'm not saying that is not a good thing. Focus is Jesus Christ. Oh yeah. How do people choose churches today? Why they go to the church that they go to? For what reason? Is it Jesus Christ? So many times we find all these other reasons. When I look at you, I rejoice. Because when I look at this church, I have to conclude that you come here because of Jesus Christ. Because we have nothing else. Why would you come to this church if it is not for Jesus Christ? What do we have here? We rejoice too, because we come to our Lord Jesus Christ. Really doesn't matter how far we live. How far would you drive to find Christ? Boy, it's not about Christ these days. And this baby Jesus, do you see any glory? Now let's compare these two kings, King Herod and Jesus. Born in a stable. Lie on a manger. Do you see any glory? Oh yeah, you've been fooled by those drawings, those pictures. They just draw some kind of light at the top of the whatever, and you know, and like those hymns that you sing, and it says like this baby Jesus, he doesn't even cry. We think that he doesn't even poo. But when really look at Jesus Christ, do you see any earthly glory? The King of the true Jews, do you see any earthly glory? He is of lowly social standing. He could not even get a room at a hotel. Think about it. If he was an important, if he was from an important family, you think he could not get a room? Just the fact that he could not get a room and that he was born in a stable, what do you think? He is of lowly social standing, the complete opposite of the king of this world. When he faced Pontius Pilate, Jesus said to Pilate in John chapter 18, verse 36, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." The Magi, on their way back home, they avoided going through Jerusalem. But our Lord Jesus Christ, when he grows up, he goes to Jerusalem to die for you and for me on the cross. He bore our sins and died on that cross, paying the wages of our sins, so that we could be his people who come to him to worship him. Do you understand? That was the purpose. So that you may come to him to worship him. And how can a person who say that they are saved by what Christ has done for them How can that person hate coming to Christ to worship? That he rather be somewhere else. That he rather do something else. Do you understand this Magi coming to Christ? It means nothing if Jesus did not accomplish our salvation. Sinners are not even able to approach God. Sinners are not even able to worship God. You know how this picture right here, you just look around here that you are able to come to God and worship Him. You know what kind of blessing that you enjoy even now? Why would you want to be somewhere else if you understand what is truly going on? But some people, for them, it is of no interest whatsoever to them. At the end, just like we said before, there are only two kinds of people. One who come to Christ and worship, and one who doesn't. But brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming again. And when He comes again, that time, no one is able to ignore Him. No one. Matthew 24, verse 29, 31, "But immediately after tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and that all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And He will send forth His angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of the sky to the other." Philippians 2, chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. "So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Even these people that we see, who completely ignore Jesus Christ as if He is nothing, even those people will be on their knees that day, and with their own lips, they will confess that Jesus is the Lord. But for them, it will be too late. That time, they will confess Jesus as the Lord, and they will be sent to hell. See, everybody confesses Jesus as the Lord. Every one of them. It's just difference is the time. You and I, we confess Him as the Lord right now. But they will confess Him as the Lord that day. But everyone will confess. Nobody can ignore Jesus that day. Oh, yes. He will have the attention from every single individual who ever lived on this universe. The story that we are looking at today is our story. It is our reality of heaven. When we read Revelation 21, verse 22, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it in the daytime, for there will be no night there. Its gates will be never be closed, and they will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And that is our present heavenly reality. Jesus Christ is our morning star. And you and I, we too come to Jesus and worship Him. And our glory is also hidden in this world. The glory of our Lord Jesus Christ is hidden inside of us. We too deny ourselves and take up our crosses daily to follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, His glory was hidden. And throughout His life, the glory was hidden. And it will be the same for you. But when Jesus returns with His glory and power, your glory, my glory will be also revealed. Matthew 13:43, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. Colossians 3, verse 3 and 4, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. Brothers and sisters, we were far off. You and I were far off, but through Christ we have been brought near. And you and I, we too, with gifts, Jesus, we too come to our Lord Jesus Christ, but not who is a baby, but who is the risen King. We come to Him and we present ourselves and all we have to Him. And we are worshiping Him. And brothers and sisters, we too rejoice exceedingly with great joy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You took notice of us. Even if You ignored us forever, that would be just, that we have nothing to say. Father, You did not ignore us. even before the foundation of the universe, you loved us. And you have saved us in Jesus Christ. Oh Father, how can we ignore you? But we thank you that you remind us and you gather us this glorious day so that we may come to you and worship you. Oh Father, our joy is great. And we thank you that your joy is also great. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.